Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, What Diseases Do Rodents Commonly Spread in Portland? You know what keeps me up at night? Not the rats and mice themselves. It's the fact that Portland sees over 4,000 rodent complaints every year, and most folks don't realize these unwanted house guests are carrying more than just their luggage. They're potential disease vectors that could impact your family's health. Let's break down the most common diseases we're dealing with here in Portland. First up is hantavirus, which our local deer mice love to share through their droppings. Think of it as their unwanted housewarming gift. Then there's leptospirosis, which spreads through contaminated water. Yes, that means your pet's outdoor water bowl could be a problem. And let's not forget rat bite fever, which is exactly what it sounds like, folks. Now, how do these diseases get from our furry friends to us? Three main ways: direct contact with their lovely little presents, droppings and urine, eating or drinking something they've contaminated, or getting bitten or scratched by an infected rodent. It's like a really unpleasant game of tag that nobody wants to play. Here in Portland, we've got some hotspots you should know about. Southeast Portland's charming older homes, they're like rodent hotels with all those hidden entry points. The Northwest industrial areas might as well have a rats eat free sign posted. And those lovely garden and compost areas all over the city, they're basically rodent buffets. Let me share a real story that hits close to home. Back in 2019, a family in Southeast Portland found mice had turned their attic into a condominium. After cleaning up the mess themselves, their two kids started showing respiratory symptoms. Turns out they'd been exposed to hantavirus. Thankfully, they caught it early and made a full recovery, but it's a wake-up call for all of us. Here's what you need to do right now. Get serious about sealing any exterior gaps bigger than a quarter inch. That's your first line of defense. Store your food in metal or glass containers. Plastic isn't going to cut it, folks. And if you spot any signs of rodents, don't wait. Call a professional immediately. Trust me. Prevention is way better than dealing with these diseases after the fact. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.